These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Alf, I'm 61, an event steward from Liverpool.
I'm Kelly, I'm 41 and a full-time mum from Gloucestershire.
I'm Gina, I'm 22, an English language student from Wakefield.
I'm Andy, I'm 53 and I'm a carer from Southampton.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is immediately put out of the game. If they make it back safely, though, they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Alf. Welcome to the show, Alf.
Thanks very much, Bradley.
First up, how are you feeling?
Relaxed. I think I'm OK, thank you.
You're not nervous at all?
We'll find out in a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. From Liverpool?
From Liverpool,
and yes. You're an event steward?
Event steward. I have two venues. I steward at Everton Football Club, my lifelong club.
Right.
And also at the Liverpool Echo Arena.
OK, so what do you do for your hobbies, spare time?
Play a bit of golf, do some walking, zigzag golf. Do you know about zigzag golf? It's so much better than hitting the fairway all the time. If you've got to get the ball out of the rough, It's a bit more of a challenge.
That's the game you prefer, is it? Fair enough. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
One of my daughters lives in Vancouver, so it's about time we got her over for an Everton game. Mary sometimes has to get up at 4 a.m. in the morning to watch an Everton game, so...
Oh, she's still a lifelong fan?
Oh, absolutely. She's head of the Vancouver Evertonians.
She's so, not?
Oh, yes, so they get up at all hours of the day and night to watch the game.
What's her name, Mary?
That's Mary.
Let's see if we can't get her over to watch a real game. Shall we do that?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I wish you well, Alf. Cash bill around, each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
Fire away.
Let's go. Your time starts now. What musical instrument traditionally has 88 keys?
A piano.
Correct. What stones are frozen pellets of ice that rain from the sky?
Hailstones.
Correct. Steve Guttenberg played Mahoney in what series of law enforcement comedy films?
Pass.
Police Academy. What region of their country do the French call Bretagne?
Brittany.
Correct. The first six singles of which girl group all reached number one?
Spice Girls.
Correct. Welcome to Deadhouse was the first book in what R.L. Stine children's series?
Pass.
Goosebumps. Ian Botham advertised what cereal with the slogan, "Bet you can't eat three"?
Shreddies.
Nope, shredded wheat. What was the original Spanish version of Hello magazine called?
Hola.
Correct. Who's the only English monarch to have three children ascend to the throne?
Queen Victoria.
Henry VIII. Who hosted the comedy series TV Burp for 11 years?
Harry Hill.
Correct. Dorset Down and Hampshire Down are breeds of what farm animal?
Sheep.
Correct. Fashion designer. Couple of lucky guesses there.
I think so, Bradley.
That'll do us. Doesn't matter how they go in, right?
Absolutely.
OK, Alpha, £7,000. Happy?
I think so. Not a bad start.
Gosh, a great start. Yeah. Time to face the chaser, but who will you be up against today? Could it be the governess, Anne Hegarty? She can really fly off the handle, but that's only when her broomstick stops suddenly. What about the Cinnamon, Paul Cinna? Fast, cutting and dangerous. He's like Usain Bolt holding scissors. Could it be the beast, Mark Labette? So big, he makes this studio look like a walk-in wardrobe. What about the Dark Destroyer, though? Sean Wallace. He's always got his head in a book or one of those machines for polishing bowling balls. Or maybe it's the new chaser, Jenny the Vixen Ryan. If she was Snow White, all the dwarves would be happy. And they probably wouldn't go out to work as much. Who do you fancy taking on?
I don't know, Bradley. Perhaps one of the ladies, and they might have a bit of pity on me.
Let's do that, shall we? Time to bring on the chaser. Here she comes. It is the one and only governess. That is Frosty Rickers herself, Anne Hegarty.
Hello, Alf.
Hello, Anne.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to get rid of you, but it's nothing personal. It's just a matter of Alf and safety.
We'll try.
Let's put some money on the table. Three steps ahead of the chaser, £7,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you...
£35,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Andy.
Great cash builder, solid and steady. I think you can do the 35. Don't go for the lower.
Well, yeah, thank you. Gina.
Congratulations, that was such a good cash builder. I'd stick with a 7 and bring it back for a good start.
Kelly.
Yep, I agree. We need Daddy Alf back here. Definitely. Got to come back. Bring it back. Go for the seven.
Thank you very much. $1,735 grand. Alf, what'll it be?
Normal instinct would go for the higher amount to test myself, but 7,000 is such a solid start for the team. I think I'll stick with the seven. I'll try and take the seven back
to
the team.
I don't blame you, Alf. That's a good idea. Seven it is, Chaser.
Oh, he is the cautious type, isn't he?
Well, we shall see. Alf, for $7 grand, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Well, you know me, I ain't one to gossip, is a line often said by which TV soap character? A, Betty Eagleton, B, Rita Sullivan, C, Dot Cotton. You've put Dot Cotton.
I think so. I think that's an EastEnders quote.
Correct answer is? Yep, Dot Cotton is. Step closer to home, well done. Chase has put. Goes with Dot Cotton also, yeah. Here's next question. Which of these prime ministers was the oldest when he took office? A, Edward Heath, B, Harold Wilson, C, James Callaghan. You've put Harold Wilson.
I seem to remember he was already quite old when he took office.
Correct answer is? Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Yeah, it goes right with Callaghan, late 60s.
Yeah, Wilson was born in 1916. He resigned in 1976 when he was 60, and Callaghan took over and he was already 64.
Yeah, thank you. Here's your next question. What is the most populous country in Africa? A, Egypt, B, South Africa, C, Nigeria. You've put Egypt.
I don't know, it's quite a large country. Yeah. I'm hoping there's quite a big population. I know, I think Cairo is the most populous city in Africa.
Right, correct answer is? It's Nigeria, staying where you are. Chase has put, here she comes. Yeah, goes right with Nigeria, shuts us down to one, and a good job we didn't go for that 35 grand. Chaser?
You're right about Cairo. I was hoping that might lead you astray.
Here's your next question. The logo of which sportswear company is a silhouette of a man and a woman sitting back to back? A, Lacoste, a B, Kappa, C, Le Coq Sportif. You've put Kappa.
I think so.
Yeah.
I can picture the other two.
Yeah. Correct answer is? It is Kappa. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Hey, it goes right also with Kappa. Six with us. We're three from home. Here's your next question. The subject of which portrait has been thought to be a man called Telemann Roosterman? A, the blue boy. B, the scream. C, the laughing cavalier. You've put The Laughing Cavalier.
I can't really picture all of those paintings. I know The Laughing Cavalier was a real person.
Correct answer is? It is The Laughing Cavalier. Step close to home, well done. Chaser has put. Also goes right. Here's your next question. Which of these astronauts walked on the moon the earliest? A, Alan Bean. B, Buzz Aldrin. C, Charles Duke. You've put Buzz Aldrin.
I think so. He was the he was there with Armstrong and Collins, I think I'm right. Collins stayed in the module.
Correct answer is? Buzz Aldrin it is. Step closer to home, well done. Chaser has put. Goes right also with Buzz Aldrin.
Yes, as you said, Apollo 11.
We're one to go. You ready?
Yep.
Good luck. Right. Here's your question. Which comedian and actor played the Baker in the 2015 film musical Into the Woods? A, James Corden. B, Russell Brand. C, Ricky Gervais. You have put James Corden.
I don't recognise the film, I'm sorry. If it is right, it's a guess.
Even if it's wrong, it's a guess.
That's true.
Correct answer is... Goes right. Well played. Very, very good indeed. Stephen Sondheim film adaptation. You're out of the woods. and you're into the final chase. Thank you very much, Alf. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Up the toffees, mate. Congratulations. All right, first player up and first through. Good. He likes it. Yeah. Very pleased. Chaser?
Yes, I think he might be quite useful in the final chase. That was a good cash builder. Yeah. And he was pretty confident at the table.
Yeah. OK, next face the chaser, it's Kelly. Welcome to the show, Kelly. Full-time mum from Gloucestershire.
Yes, yeah.
How many children do you have?
I have three children, two daughters, 16 and 12, and we've had a little boy who's 14 months old as well.
Wow.
Bit of a gap, but, yeah.
That's all right, that's all good. What did you do prior to that, then?
I've done quite a few different things over the years.
Right.
I don't tend to stick to things for very long.
Sure.
I've been a secretary, I've been a childminder, I've been a teaching assistant, I had my own catering business at one point as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've done a few bits, then.
Yeah.
And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, my husband works really hard. He spoils us all rotten, and it'd be really, really nice for us to treat him for a change and take him away for the weekend.
Sure, and what's his name?
Craig.
Well, let's get you on this weekend away. Good luck, Kelly. Your time starts now. What nursery rhyme features a trio of visually impaired rodents?
Three blind mice.
Correct. What annual American football game first took place in LA, 1967?
Super Bowl.
Correct. What Irish rock band released the 2014 album Songs of Innocence?
U2.
Correct. The logo of what German airline consists of a stylized flying crane?
Pass.
Lufthansa. In 2011, what London church celebrated the 300th anniversary of its completion?
St. Paul's.
Correct. Which British actress became the face of Coco Mademoiselle perfume in 2007?
Keira Knightley.
Correct. How many people are taking part if a three-legged race has four teams?
Oh, good God.
12.
Eight. Who's the host of the National Lottery TV show Win Your Wish List?
Pass.
Shane Ritchie. What eye condition results from the blockage of the flow of aqueous humor?
Pass.
Glaucoma. By area, what's the largest US state?
Arizona.
Alaska. James Nesbitt. Oh. Bad luck, Kelly. £5,000.
That's OK.
Time to face the chaser. Are you ready?
Yes.
Bring on the governess.
Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Anne.
So, you've had a lot of jobs that didn't last very long?
That's true, yes.
And this is going to be another one.
OK, we'll see.
£5,000, 3 steps ahead of the chaser. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
£500.
Thank you, but here comes a top offer of...
£25,000.
Thank you. 25 grand. Nice. Have a chat with your team. Andy?
I don't mind if you go low, but please bring something back to us.
Yes, indeed. Gina?
Fabulous round again. I think you're stronger as well. There's a few questions you could have got, but I'd stick to the five because you're a really strong player.
Thank you, Alf.
Try bringing the 5,000 back and that'll be a good total for us to work on.
Thank you very much. 500, 5,000, 25,000 pounds. What'll it be?
I'm going to say safe. I'm going to take the 5,000 and try and get back.
Five grand it is, Chaser.
Yeah, you didn't get as many right as Alf, but I suspect you may have been guessing just as many.
Unnecessary. Yeah. Kelly, for 5 grand, the chase is on. I wish you luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these internet services was not developed in California? A, Twitter, B, Google, C, Skype. You've put Skype.
I'm quite sure that Google is, and I'm quite sure that Twitter would be. Skype, Sky, I just don't think it would be.
Correct answer is... It's Skype. Well played. Step close to home. Chaser has put... Goes right also with Skype comes onto the table. Here's your next question. The cocktail consisting of vodka, peach schnapps, and cranberry juice is called what? A, a woo woo, B, a wah wah, or C, a wee wee? You've put woo woo.
Yeah, can we get a woo woo?
Is it?
Yeah.
Correct answer is woo woo is correct. Step closer to home, Chaser's put. Goes right with woo-woo.
I don't know why, and I don't wish to think about it.
Here's the next question. Sotharios is a fictional land created by which author? A, C.S. Lewis, B, George R.R. Martin, or C, J.K. Rowling? You've put C.S. Lewis.
It rings a bell. C.S. Lewis, if I'm right, is Narnia. And I did read those books, and I do recognise the name, but it's a bit of a guess.
Correct answer is... George R.R. Martin is the right answer. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Goes right with George R.R. Martin. Moves towards us, two away. Here's your next question. Bill Shankly's assertion that football was more important than a matter of life and death is an example of what? A, hyperbole, B, a simile, or C, litotes? You've put hyperbole.
I don't know what C is, but I know that hyperbole is over-exaggeration, and that's quite an over-exaggeration.
Correct answer is... Yeah, right, correct. Well played. Step closer to home. Chaser has put. Goes right with hyperbole. OK, here's the next question. What metal has the highest melting point of any pure metal? A, lead. B, silver. C, tungsten. You've put silver.
Total guess.
OK, correct answer is... Yeah, it's tungsten. Staying where you are, yeah. Right. Chaser has put... She should get this, actually. Yeah, and does with tungsten.
Its chemical symbol is W, because it also used to be known as wolfram.
Thank you. The Chaser's one behind. We're two from home. Good job I didn't go for the 25 grand.
Definitely.
Here's your next question. The need for a black cab in London to have a turning circle of 25 feet is dictated by the tight entrance to which hotel? A, the Savoy. B, the Ritz. C, the Dorchester. You have put the Savoy.
Total guess.
You've put the Savoy. It's got to be right. Chaser will know this. Correct answer is... It is the Savoy. Well played. Step closer to home. Chaser has put. Goes right also with the Savoy. Chaser.
I think it may be the only place in the UK where you have to drive on the right.
That is correct.
Oh.
I think you're absolutely right. That's what we have to do, yeah. OK, here we go. Good luck. Here's your next question. Which dance takes its name from the German meaning revolve? A, jive. B, foxtrot. C, waltz. Need answer? You have put waltz.
Another guess. And I just went for they didn't look. The waltz looked more of a German word.
To go through with 5 grand, correct answer is brilliant. Well played. Very good. Absolutely. So you know the German and stuff like that. It's very good. Chaser.
I keep getting really close to them and can't quite close it out. This is annoying.
It's good, though.
No, it's good for you. It's not good for me.
Great for me. Kelly, well played, Joe. You're through to the final chase. Well done. There you are, alongside Alf. Two players up, two players through. Very, very good indeed. It's all moving along nicely. That's what I like to see. Well done. Yeah, two up and two through. Chaser.
Right. I've got to really get my act together and get rid of these two.
We shall see. 12 grand in the prize fund so far. Alf and Kelly are through. Gina's up after the break. Can she add to it? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Next today's The Chaser. It's Gina. Welcome to the show, Gina.
Thank you.
From Wakefield.
I am.
And you're an English language student.
I am.
All right, once you graduate, what would you like to do?
The dream would be to open up a traveller's hostel somewhere nice and sunny, maybe in Italy, or if we could get there, Australia, but that's the dream.
So if you won some money today, that would be it?
That'd be lovely, yeah.
Don't need a big place, do you?
No, just a few bunk beds.
Perfect.
People can sleep in, that'd be great, yeah.
Absolutely. All right, Gina, let's do that for you. I wish you luck. Here we go. Your time starts now. In what sport can a player make an approach shot to the green?
Cricket.
Golf. The name Rudolf Lindt is associated with the making of what confection?
Chocolate.
Correct. A second sequel to what Liam Neeson action film was released in 2015?
Taken.
Correct. Which daughter of David Cameron shares a name with an Italian city?
Florence.
Correct. Which Canadian sang with Peebo Bryson on the 90s hit Beauty and the Beast?
Pass.
Celine Dion. A novel about three army doctors was the subtitle of what book set in Korea?
Pass.
MASH. Joanne Froggatt won a 2015 Golden Globe for her role in what UK period drama?
Downton Abbey.
Correct. What's the more common name of the Canadian National Tower in Toronto?
Pass.
CN Tower. Jester and Phoenix are varieties of what plant used to make beer?
Wheat.
Hops. In what Agatha Christie mystery does the steamboat Carnac take a river trip?
The Orient Express.
Death on the Nile. And no, you... out of time, Gina. OK, £4,000.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, that's good.
Better than zero.
You was never going to get zero. All right, Gina, £4,000. Now it is time to face the chaser.
Hello, Gina.
Hello, Anne.
You're not going to win enough to stay in a hostel, let alone buy one.
They're quite cheap.
Yeah, let's put some money on the table. All right, three steps ahead of the governess with £4,000. If you wish to take a step closer home, Chaser will offer you...
£400.
However, we can give you a top offer of...
£40,000.
Have a chat with your team. Andy.
That was a solid little cash builder again. So, yeah, come back with that.
Yeah.
We need you.
Kelly.
I definitely think you're good enough for the 40, without doubt. But again, we're getting a real nice little pot building up, and I think take the four, come back. Don't even consider the 400.
Thank you, Alf.
You're a confident, intelligent young lady. 40,000 would be great, but 4,000, if you could bring that back, that'd be a nice pot we've got going.
Thank you, team. Let's face the table. 400, 4,000, 40,000 pounds. What'll it be?
Oh, it's so tough. Alf and Kelly were really strong players, and Anne was on their back the whole way down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a bit worried I'm not as strong as them.
OK.
400's still a plus. And I'm going to be that person that everybody on the sofa hates, and I'm going to take the 400.
No, I don't think that's
still
the case.
Still a plus.
Yeah, it is. 400.
I'm really sorry.
Don't worry, that's fine. That's fine. You happy with that?
I am.
OK, 400 it is. Chaser?
As you say, it is a plus, so it was probably the smart thing to do, I should think.
Gina, for 400, the chase is on. Yeah. That is why that offer is there. That's why it's there. OK, here we go. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these number one hit singles mentions the title in the song lyrics? A, Dreadlock Holiday. B, Space Oddity. C, Unchained Melody. You've put Space Oddity.
Yeah, Unchained Melody. I just sang it through in my head and that...
Was it nice?
Yeah, it was lovely. No, and I think it might have been that one now. I think I was singing Suspicious Minds in my head. Oops.
Correct answer is... It's Dreadlock Holiday. Oh. So staying where you are.
Might have been singing the right song.
Yeah, Chaser has put... That's where we come unstuck. It's 22-year-old. That's really where you come unstuck. I mean, that's that song, Dreadlock Holiday, was from the 70s, I believe.
Late 70s, yeah. 10cc.
10cc, yeah. Thank you. Here's your next question. Which of these countries has not replaced the franc with the euro? A, France. B, Luxembourg. C, Switzerland. Need the answer? You've put Switzerland.
I know France has, and I think when me and my friend were considering going round Europe, we were looking at how many different currencies we need. We didn't consider Luxembourg, but we considered Switzerland, and it was quite expensive, so that's why I've gone with that one.
Correct answer is... Yeah, well played, Swiss franc. A step closer home, Chaser's put. Well played, it's good, Gina. Yeah, it goes right also with Switzerland. Here's the next question. Which TV duo presented the most recent version of the quiz show Ask the Family? A, Dick and Dom. B, Mel and Sue. C, Sam and Mark. You've put Mel and Sue.
I remember from my childhood Dick and Dom in the bungalow, and I've not heard of Ask the Family, and I've not heard of Mel and Sue, so...
You've not heard of Mel and Sue?
I haven't.
Oh.
Guilty.
All right. Correct answer is... It's Dick and Dom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Dick and Dom. Here's your next question. King William III was the son-in-law of which other king? A, Charles II, B, George II, C, James II. You've put Charles II.
I don't know my monarchs very well, I'm afraid.
Correct answer is... it's James II, staying where you are. Chaser has put. She'll get this right, Gina.
Yeah.
And does. Moves to within one. Good job we didn't go for the £4,000. Vindicated going for the 400, that's for sure. Chaser.
James II abdicated, stroke ran away, around about Christmas 1688. And they offered the crown jointly to his daughter, Mary, and her husband, who was William.
Right, thank you. Here's the next question. A tali consists of several dishes served on a single plate in what cuisine? A, Indian, B, Japanese, C, Mexican. You've put Indian.
Yeah, it's not, I don't think it's Mexican. So it was a between the other two.
Correct answer is? Perfect, there you go. Step closer to home. Chaser has put, so excited. Get in. Get in. Yeah, goes right with Indian, very good. Here's the next question. In full-length feature films, which character has Mike Myers played the most times? A, Austin Powers, B, Shrek, C, Wayne Campbell. You've put Shrek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct answer is? Well played, Shrek it is. Step close to home, Chaser has put. Goes right also with Shrek, sticks with us. Been tough all head-to-heads, these, haven't they? Right then, one to go. Here's your question. Which Dutchman played alongside David Beckham at both Manchester United and Real Madrid? A, Ruud van Nistelrooy. B, Robin van Persie. C, Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink. You have put Robin van Persie.
I don't do football, so I went with my instincts and I went down the middle.
Are you ready?
I am.
You've put Robin van Persie to go through with £400. The correct answer is... Ruud van Nistelrooy is the right answer. If the chaser's put Ruud van Nistelrooy, you're out. What do you think?
I think she knows it.
Chaser has put... goes right with Van Nistelrooy, takes us out one from home. I have to say, though, a lot of questions outside of your arena, but yeah. I thought you hung on and played very well, Chaser.
I thought Van Nistelrooy before the options came up.
Yeah.
And I thought Van Persie was later and Hasselbaink was Chelsea, if I'm
yeah,
right.
That's right, absolutely. Yeah. That's the way it goes. I hope you get your hostel sorted out,
Thank
Ilya.
You.
But for now, you have been caught, and for you, the chase is
Thank
over.
Thank you.
Thank
Good
you,
luck.
Darling. So, two players through. Only one left to play. Andy is up after the break. Can he add to the 12,000? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Last up, it's Andy. Welcome to the show, Andy.
Hello, Brad.
From Southampton?
Yes, we're down in sunny Southampton.
Born and bred?
Yes.
Right, now, you're a full-time carer?
I'm a full-time carer for my wife.
OK, what's your wife's name?
Charmaine.
Charmaine. Can you get any time off at all to relax yourself?
Yeah, I do get time for a few hobbies.
All right, and what do you do? What do you do for hobbies?
Well, for the past 40 years, I've been a musician.
All right, OK.
So...
What instrument do you play?
Bass player.
Okay.
Originally, but then onto guitar, and I'm now learning mandolin.
Okay, good. Well, listen, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Being a musician, I've always been a massive fan of Queen.
Right.
So I'd like to try and catch them before they hang up their respective instruments.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do that. All right, Andy, let's get you to see the remaining members of Queen, shall we, live? I wish you luck, mate.
Thank you.
The time starts now. What play often performed by children portrays the birth of Jesus?
Nativity.
Correct. On what continent was the Benelux Economic Union founded?
Europe.
Correct. Anne Hathaway had a head shaved for her role in what 2012 film musical?
Oh, Les Miserables.
Correct. What common potato variety shares its name with an English king?
King Edward.
Correct. What sign of the zodiac is represented by a venomous arthropod?
Ah, damn it. Pass.
Scorpio. What pieces of military clothing took their name from the Hindi for bandage?
Pass.
Puttees. Oh. Something I Need was the debut single of which X Factor winner?
Again, pass.
Ben Hay now. Robert II was the first king of what Scottish royal house?
Stuart.
Correct. Which US golfer? Very good, Andy. £5,000.
Not bad. That's pretty much what I was hoping for.
I actually think you're a better player than that. I really do.
I'm hoping so when it comes to multiple choice.
Yeah, yeah. £5,000 it is. Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Andy the Queen Fun.
Hello, Anne.
I'm afraid that this fat bottom girl is going to make sure that another one bites the dust.
Oh, very good.
Very, very good indeed. Let's put some money on the table. There you are, 3 steps ahead of the governess with £5,000. However, here is an offer if you wish to take a step closer to home.
Minus £3,000.
But if you want to take a step closer to the chaser, the offer will be...
£63,000.
Have a chat with your team, £63,000. Kelly.
Andy, 63 would be lovely, and I think you're a good enough player. But essentially, it's down to you, and we just need you back here. So only you know what you can do.
Indeed. Alf.
Andy, it's great sitting here. I think you just go for the 63 and be done with it. No, honestly, I think the middle amount, you're more than capable of bringing that back. It'll be a nice pot for us to bring
back.
Thank
you. Yeah. Minus three, £5,000 and 63,000. Andy, what'll it be?
Whilst the 63 is very tempting and would get me anywhere to see Queen, I'm going to play safe and stay with me, what I've put in there, which is a £5,000.
OK, £5,000 it is. Five it is, Chaser.
I think it's possible you may be the strongest player on this team. I was watching that cash builder and I thought, really, he's nearly as bright as his shirt. So this could be most interesting.
Love the shirt, by the way, mate.
I know.
Really like it. It's cool. OK, Andy, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Playboy magazine founder Hugh Hefner has his burial crypt reserved next to that of which movie star? A, Elizabeth Taylor, B, Grace Kelly, C, Marilyn Monroe. You've put Marilyn Monroe. Gotta be, isn't it?
Yeah.
Correct answer is... Yeah, has to be. Step closer home, well played. Marilyn Monroe is right, Chase has put. Goes right with Marilyn Monroe. Here's next question. What is hypermetropia? A, long-sightedness. B, short-sightedness. C, tunnel vision. You've put long-sightedness.
Yeah, hyper means over the top.
Yeah.
And so if something's longer, it's further away, so it's more of.
OK, correct answer is... Well played, long-sightedness is right. Step closer to home, Chaser has put. Goes right with long-sightedness.
Yeah, hyper means a lot of something, whereas hypo is not very much of something.
Thank you. Here's next question. In which of these countries do they not drive on the left? A, Japan, B, Australia, C, Sweden. You've put Australia.
I'm thinking that they're probably the same as us now. So I might have gone wrong there and put Australia instead of Sweden.
Correct answer is? Goes wrong. Sweden is the right answer, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Yeah, goes right with Sweden. Here's your next question. If the statue of Christ the Redeemer in Rio de Janeiro was a cricket umpire, what would he be signalling? A, six runs. B, leg by. C, wide ball. You've put wide ball.
Yeah.
Correct answer is? Well played, wide ball. Step closer to home, Chase has put. Yeah, it goes right with wide ball. Yeah. Here's your next question. The bee species, Euglossa bazinga, was named after a catchphrase used by which US sitcom character? A. Sheldon Cooper. B. Cosmo Kramer. C. Frasier Crane. You've put Sheldon Cooper.
Yeah.
From which show?
From How Big Bang Theory.
Correct answer is. Well played. Sheldon Cooper's correct. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right with Sheldon Cooper.
It's a nerdy scientist question, isn't it?
Here's your next question. One more and we're through. Two chances of getting out. Good luck. Here it is. What is the official language of Madeira? A. Spanish. B. French. C. Portuguese. You've put Portuguese.
I don't think it's Spanish. Portuguese is a derivative of Spanish, so I've gone for Portuguese.
You've put Portuguese to go through with $5,000. The correct answer is Portuguese is correct. Well played. Very good. Nice and comfortable performance. Very good. Chaser.
And you've been the only one I couldn't get close to.
Yeah. So maybe you were right.
I think I could be.
Yes, indeed. But it's good for me because now we have three players into the final. Andy, well done, mate. You're through to the final.
Cheers, Brad.
Yeah, no, well done, Andy. Brilliant, mate. Really good. Yeah, well done indeed.
Brilliant play. Well
Cheers.
Done.
Chaser.
Yes, I think this is going to be very interesting. They've got various different abilities and it'll be interesting to see if they can put the speed together.
I think speed is of the essence in the final chase, but Andy, Kelly and Alf are through to the final. The total prize fund is $17,000. They'll have to outrun the governors one more time. Can they do it? I hope so. Find out how they get on after the break. Welcome back. Andy, Kelly and Alf have made it through to the final chase. There's $17,000 in the prize fund. That is £5,666 each. Not bad, eh? OK, during the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and the team have selected set...
We chose set B, Bradley.
Set B. That means, of course, the governess and Hegarty get set A. Three of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a three-step head start on the governess, and there it is. These questions will come at you much quicker than the cash builder round. Are you ready? OK, Andy, Kelly, Alf, good luck. Your time starts now. Which season follows summer?
Alf.
Autumn.
Correct. What colour is the cartoon character Peppa Pig?
Kelly.
Pink.
Correct. Sol de Mexico and El Tesoro are brands of what spirit?
Alf.
Tequila.
Correct. Who edited the second volume of Das Kapital by Karl Marx?
Alf.
Pass.
Frederick Engels. Buonasera means good evening in what language?
Andy.
Spanish.
Italian. On what ocean is Sierra Leone's coastline?
Alf.
Atlantic.
Correct. Salim Malik captained the Pakistan team in what sport?
Alf.
Cricket.
Correct. Which science fiction author created Zaphod Beeblebrox?
Alf.
Isaac Asimov.
Douglas Adams. Which book of the Bible has a name that means birth?
Alf.
Genesis.
Correct. Who played Charles in the 2015 film Mordecai?
Alf.
Pass.
Johnny Depp. Which Belgian surrealist painted The Human Condition?
Alf.
Pass.
René Magritte. What's 2/3 of 33?
Alf.
22.
Correct. The porta hepatis is a fissure in what organ?
Alf.
Kidney.
Liver. Who sang lead vocals on the song Killer Queen?
Andy.
Freddie Mercury.
Correct. Sammy Kadira plays football for what country?
Alf.
Spain.
Germany. What reptiles appear with ladders in a popular board game?
Andy.
Snakes.
Correct. What rate on a loan is the price of borrowing money?
Alf.
Interest.
Correct. The Longfellow was a nickname of which Irish president?
Alf.
De Valera.
Correct. Who is the stepmother of musician Julian Lennon?
Andy.
Yoko Ono.
Correct. Wilhelm Röntgen won his first Nobel Prize in what category?
Alf.
Physics.
Correct. According to the saying, there's no place like where?
Alf.
Home.
Correct. Pinot Meunier is a variety of what fruit?
Alf.
Apple.
Grape. In Friends, who played Phoebe's twin sister Ursula? Bad luck. Answer would have been Lisa Kudrow. 17 steps.
It's not a bad total.
No, I think it's OK. I think we'll need a couple of pushbacks. Here we go. Time to bring back the chaser. Not bad?
Not bad. They're going to need some pushbacks.
Yes, indeed. All right, now, remember, if the governess gets a question wrong, then the team get it right, they push her back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. The M25 motorway surrounds what city?
London.
Correct. Which Swedish actress starred in the film Casablanca?
Ingrid Bergman.
Correct. The Jehovah's Witnesses movement was founded in what country?
The UK.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
The USA.
Is correct. We push the chaser back. 16 now required. Your time starts again now. Which playwright was born Thomas Strassler?
Tom Stoppard.
Correct. A golden wedding is how many years after a ruby wedding?
10.
Correct. Chinese leaf is a type of what vegetable?
Cabbage.
Correct. Which Portuguese football manager has had two spells at Chelsea?
Mourinho.
Correct. In what decade were premium bonds introduced?
1950s.
Correct. What are the young of a puma called?
Cubs.
Correct. Gave It All The Way was a 2010 hit for what Irish band?
U2.
Stop the clock.
The only one I can think of is probably Westlife.
Go for Westlife or...
Yeah,
Westlife or Boyzone.
Boyzone.
Westlife.
Boyzone. Ah. Bad luck. OK, here we go. Yeah, it's just a flip of a coin there. Chaser, your time starts again. Now, in Greek myth, who correctly predicted the death of Agamemnon?
Cassandra.
Correct. How many pints in a quarter of a gallon?
2.
Correct. Digitalis is a drug mainly used to treat what organ?
The heart.
Correct. Fleur East found fame in 2014 on what TV talent show?
The X Factor.
Correct. What was the last team to join cricket's county championship?
Hampshire?
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
I think it was Durham.
Go for it.
We think it was Durham.
Oh, great answer. Well played. Push the chaser back. 7 required to catch the team. Well played indeed. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Traditionally, croissants are eaten at what meal of the day?
Breakfast.
Correct. What unit of energy is roughly equal to 4.2 joules?
A foot pound.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
I think it might be the watt.
A watt.
Is that a calorie?
It's a calorie.
Wow.
That's all it is. Here we go. 6 to catch, 43 seconds remaining. Your time starts again. Now, what nationality was the wartime traitor Quisling?
Norwegian.
Correct. Which actress and singer is the elder daughter of Judy Garland?
Liza Minnelli.
Correct. Who was the only Soviet leader to win the Nobel Peace Prize?
Khrushchev.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Ooh, this will put us right back in it.
I can't think of any of them.
Gorbachev, Brezhnev. Gorbachev sounds more like them.
Because he tried to do more kind of... I think Gorbachev tried more.
Need an answer, please?
The only one I can think of.
We're going to go for Gorbachev.
It's correct. We push the chaser back.
Well done.
5 required to catch the team. Your time starts again. Now, jammies is a slang term for what set of clothes?
Pyjamas.
Correct. What's the official language of Oman?
Arabic.
Correct. Who played Turl in the sci-fi film Battlefield Earth?
John Travolta.
Correct. Carbon and what other element form petrol?
Hydrogen.
Correct. San Salvador is the capital of what Central American country?
El Salvador.
Correct. Caught with 7 seconds remaining. I thought you played really well. Have you enjoyed your day, though?
Absolutely, and she's very good, isn't she?
Yeah, really good. However, team, I've got to take away the £17,000 and tell you Kelly's gutted. Andy, Kelly and Alf, I'm sorry, but you have been caught. And for you, the chase is over. Governess.
That was close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see it was going to be. I thought they might work quite well, particularly on pushbacks.
Yeah.
I'm glad to have put that one away.
That's the way it goes. The team go home empty-handed. Could you take money from the chaser? Well, then, please, come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye. Potato.